Up to Dalam Aleph. The last thing we learned was a Kainim by Levi Moichin Le'olim that by Yevil, even though they also have the dinim of Yevil, they can actually sell. They can sell what do you call it on the 50th year itself, or you sell cancer, they cancel. We are up to the Gemara four lines on the top. Hakol Chayim Mikemagila. Everyone's Chayim Mikemagila. Kainim Levi Yisraelim by the Yochanan Levi Yisrael. Pshuta. Why shouldn't they like Tzichel Levat Lamidosam? Should they stop doing the Avoda? Ukevgira Meshmul Lamidosam Meshmul. Kainim Mavidosam. Kainim doing Avoda. Levi and Beduchanim Levi on the platform. Yisrael B'Mamodam and even because every carbon had Yisrael. They're standing next to the Kabbana representing Klal Yisrael. Mevatlin who had his tainus Avoidosam. They stopped their Avoda. Voying Lishmoya Mikemagila. Come to him, Mikemagila. Tosis in Megillah learns that it doesn't mean that if you have 10 minutes left to the day, that you give up the carbon in the afternoon and you go here to Megillah, because the Megillah is Rabbanan and the carbon is the Raisa. But Pisket Tosis is here, right here on this Gemara here, says, even if you only have 5 minutes left in the day, so Tosis in Megillah learns means Kedim, which one, you have to do both, which one comes first? Tosis here in Erech in Pisket Tosis learns, not Tosis, Pisket Tosis learns that no, even if you have any 5 minutes left, you cancel your carbon, because the Lashon Mevatlin usually doesn't mean delaying, canceling. Cancel your carbon and you go do your Megillah. Which gives you an idea how important Mitzvah Megillah is. It's even more important than avoiding in the Beis HaMikdash. Hakol Chayav and Bezimun, everyone Chayav and Zimun, Koinel and Yisrael, and Pshita, Leitzicha, Dika Ochlu Kotchim, you're talking about in a case where he eats Kotchim, Sagra, I thought, but Ochlu Oysam, Asher Chupa, Behemam, Rachmanam, and Koinel meat, the Yisrael is forgiven. In fact, Salach says that in Masechet Beis Rashi holds in Pesachim that even a Yisroel, when he eats his carbon, is referred to in this pasuk. I would have thought, when are you chay for eating, benching, only when you enjoy it? But so you're doing it for the mitzvah. You're doing it for the mitzvah. Maybe you don't have to bench. The fact is, you're enjoying it. Who cares if it's a mitzvah? How come it's time for the zim when everyone's in?
So what do you mean? You got satisfied. You're
exactly.
Hungry.
And you, therefore you enjoy it. Who cares? Who cares? Mitzvah not. Yeah. How come it's time for the zim? Not only have to have a bench, but you always want to combine. It's kind of Mr. Pshita. Why would you think they don't combine? Let's see. They cook the kain through my kachim. They ate through my kachim. Bizarre kach a chulin and the Yisrael ate chulin. Second, I would have thought, Hoyil the Iboy Yisrael and Mechem Hadikay Matzochu. The Zor wants to join the meal. He can't. How can be mitzvah for the mizuman? A maloy litzdanek kamashlo. He the Zor had the kain matzochu. The Zor cannot join the kain, but the kain could join the Zor. Kain had the Zor matzochu, but the kain could join the Yisrael. So Rashi gives an example. There's one kain, one Levi, and one Yisrael. So really, there are two Yisrael, because the Levi doesn't eat truma or kachim. So you have really two, and the kain. So the kain can join the Yisrael. What would be two kainim and one Yisrael? From Rashi, it would seem clearly, you have two kainim and one Yisrael, you cannot make a Muslim, because you don't have the roiv going to minority. You have the minority going to the majority, but Yisrael can join the kainim. Tesis holds, and Tesis here holds even two and one, they cannot join. Sorry, it was a Tesis of Yerushim that says that even two and one, they could join. Okay, someone else, one of the shame somewhere, says that you need to, you can't join. But anyway, let's go back to Gemara. If this din is also in the Shulchan regarding somebody eats fleishes and milchiks, can they join together? The same idea. Somebody eats, the Gemara said, if somebody eats milchiks, can join somebody eats fleishes, Shulchan Aruch Paschal, you don't have to wait, you don't have to do anything. You're in the same meal, you're allowed to halacha, technically. Yes, if it's one milchiks and two fleishes, they can join. But if it's two milchiks and one fleishes, you can't, because one has to join the two, and you can't. How come Marichin Kain of Yisrael? Pshita, why not? Omer Rav Lanitzchak leben Bochri. According to Pshita, Ben Bochri machlekes of Kainim give machzor shekel or don't give machzor shekel. It's not Omer Yudah Hey Ben Bochri Ben Bochri beYavne. Kol Kainim sheshekel lechayte that Kainim do not have to give machzor shekel because it says Kol Oyver al Pekudim. Only those who were counted and the Kainim which were counted separately than the rest of the Eden. So Kol Kainim sheshekel lechayte. But if he does contribute, it's not a problem. Why should it be a problem with him? That's not so. Do have to contribute. It means whoever crossed the Yamsuf. Nothing to do with being counted. So everyone has to give a max of shekels. They don't give max of the shekel. They're not part of it. the Koinim used to dash in this posse for themselves, just for the benefit, but they were wrong. And we learned about a Menachah that a Koin's Minchah gets totally burnt on the Mizbech, nobody eats from it. And since if they think that they contribute money to the Machzor Shekel, some of the Kabbonis are Menachahs, and if it's a Koin, sure, they have to burn it. Yisrael, they have to eat it. So they're saying, we're messing up. Therefore, the Koin stop giving. But not because then it shouldn't be a Locha. And why Taka shouldn't they? So, and why Taka were they wrong? Because they bought, because they gave it over to the Tzibur. They donated it to the Tzibur. When they Koin and give them Machzor Shekel, it's no longer theirs. It's become part of the community, and therefore, there's nothing wrong with being eaten. Well, the Ben Bochina, Mekin, the Hatril, the Machaib, the Suye, Kimai, Sinami, Chaytu, the Room, Kamai, Cholazo, the Chayda, Kundam, Bochri, since you're telling me that Koinim don't have a mitzvah of giving, how can they give? The Chayda bring Chul into the Azorah. The Maisel Muslim Tzibur, they're giving it over to the community. So I remember I thought, so this is what Ben Bochim, what you're saying, Svar, will you for Rav Yechon? Hoyel Ksiv, Chol Erkha Yi, so I would have thought, Hoyel Ksiv, since it says, Chol Erkha Yi, Beshagel Kodesh, nothing more explains why, according to Ben Bochim, you have to tell me that they're Chayiv and Erkin. Because it says in the Passover, Chol Erkha Yi, Beshagel Kodesh, all your Erkin should be in Shekel, which is, and if Koinim are Potom Shekel Kodesh, may the Potom Erkin as well. Called Isa Beshgolim, Isa Berch, Vahana Koinim, these Koinim, Hoyel, the last new Beshgol, less Berch, Kamash, that's not so. Omle buys the bayit. That's pshat. Let me ask a question.
Sorry, when you're saying the chayv be'erchin, you mean
if they say erech olai, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, plainly olai, or the other way that they can be nerech.
Nerechin, everybody's nerechin. You're gender and you're an age. Omle buy chayv be'chol erchin shatim ma'ariyach lo yipchus tzelo udas al chayde. This is very posik. Of chol erchin yib shagel chayde teaches you that if you cannot afford it when it comes to erchin, you still have to give something. You have to give a seller. If you gave a seller, then you become rich again. You don't have to worry about paying it again. You're paid out. But if you didn't give a seller, this is what's called a par 10 in Australia. When you raise a penny to the dollar, and if you do a cent to the dollar, then you don't owe any more money. But if you didn't give a cent to the dollar, you gave nothing, then you still owe it. If you don't come to a scheme of arrangement. That was a scheme of arrangement then. The minute was a shekel. We went from this posik. I'll tell you why we need to tell me that a coin has to give erchin. I never thought, hoy, look, see, it says in posik, ubaduyov, that you should redeem it ben chodesh tifte be'erkecha. It says, well, you do pidyon ben. You do tifte be'erkecha. So called Yisib, whoever has pidyon ben, Yisib erchin. Mahani koinim, whoever has pidyon ben. Koinim don't have pidyon ben because we learned in last week's parasha that the koinim patted the pchayim over there. So they patted others, sure they patted themselves. Less the be'erchin than erchin as well. Kamar shalon. Amler vel me'atav. So, following that logic, Gabi el osher, my el osher, it says, Vez ashama yavin l'ashem. This osher, you should bring to Ebeshe. El tamim atzayim be'erkecha. You should bring this be'erkecha in your era. Over here also, you're telling me, following your rule, that anything that is, it says word erchin, anything who's shayich to erchin has this mitzvah el osham. So tumtum adroigin is less of erchin. We learned that there has to be a zocher vaday in the cave of adois. And tumtum adroigin is that don't have the mitzvah erchin, less to be el osham, don't have the mitzvah osham. Because it says the word erchin over there, according to your Bible, where it says erchin means you have to follow the laws of erchin. Elam Rav Rabashi, it's that we need it. I mean, I would have thought, how you look, see, it says in Pasik, the Emida, you should stand him up with Nakoyin, you should stand him up for Nakoyin, if you make an edit. We have to work out, the scheme of arrangement, we can't afford it. Well, like Koyin, the Koyin, you stand this person up before Koyin, not one Koyin before another Koyin.
Wasn't Rabashi at least one or two generations after
he was born the day, it says in Morgitin, Young Shemesh Rav, Neil Rabashi.
Interesting how you get the two mixed up, the
Itaimah. Well, also, be my chlake is if that's actually correct. Rashi takes it literally, others don't take it literally.
I mean, Mistamber, it makes sense if it's like Plukta of Abai, it makes sense to say it's Rova.
Yeah, but it could be a couple of generations later when they were summing up the Sugya. We have many Sugyas. You have Abai, it says Rova, says this, and then Rashi gives another answer altogether. Sometimes we say Brusahi, that it's wrong, and sometimes that becomes an answer. So they continue, this is because the Gemara is written in terms of Rashi. Nerochi, it says in the Mishnah, that kind of means from Nerochi, Lasuye, what does that come to include? What's it come to include? Manuvel Mukushin. It comes to include a Manuvel Mukushin can be Nerech, they also have a value. But I don't know how to attack and know that. It comes to Dummim, they have no value. Nobody wants a Manuvel Mukushin, they can pay a cent for it. So how do you know Erechin does? So let me learn. It says in the Pasig, Be'erkechom, it says, Ishki Yafi Neder, Be'erkechom, the first Lashem, Lohavi, Erech Stam. We'll bring a price, a cryptic, the more we'll explain it. To bring even an erech stam. The beracha was the most important that means. The beracha be'erkecha erech kuli nisun, you got to give you full value of the erech. We can't say the erech of my hand. Yochash any moitzev dosh and shav luba, if he would have said the erech of my heart, the erech of my head. Also, you cannot do it. I'm a layman, if any part of your body involves your nefesh, it's included. The fosh of Lehi Hames, Oitis Hames, Oitis Hagoises, so should I exclude the mace and not exclude the goises? The Lechid, I would think, that it says the fosh is only if you die. What about a guy who was a goises, maybe still going Erchin, Tamalim, Vehemi, Veherich? Only somebody can stand up and you can work out if you can afford it. A goises cannot stand up because he's my mother, he's my rocher, he's my mother, he's my rocher. The fosh is only echad sheherich echad. Says the fosh in plural. Oh, I would have known that if one person can be married, one person. Echad sheherich may be nine. How do you know if one person decides to give money on behalf of 100 people? How do you know it's chayit? The fosh is in plural. The fosh is. No one says the fosh is only ish sheherich. All I know is a man, a male that's married by Yibin Isha. Isha sheherich of a woman, female is married. How do you know? Ish a man or ish a sherich, ish a man. Have learned the fosh is in plural because on the pasuk that ish ki yafli neder the erkecha nefashis. No matter who the nefesh is, who does it, all the nefashis can be new herkin. There were a third pshat nefashis lelabem nukum mukeshchin to marbe manuvel mukeshchin sheyachol. Why would you think otherwise? You need a pasuk for it. I would have thought it says in the pasuk neder. It says ish ki yafli neder be erkecha. The fash Hashem, it says neder, which is usually the value. Koshi yesh lebedam. Anybody who says I'm donating my value and it has meaning yesh leberchin.
Yeah,
the koshi ain't lebedam. It has no value. Ain't leberchin. I'm going to tell you in the fashis. That's what it says. The fashis. We learn three things from the fashis. V'hoya, it says the pasuk. V'hoya erkecha. V'hoya comes to include something. Goes to come to include. It says v'hoya erkecha hazocha from 20 years old and 60 and so on. V'hoya erkecha l'rabba. It comes to include tumtum and dregnis. All part of the brayse. And Mar will explain it. That comes to include the tumtum and dregnis l'damim for value. Sheyochel. I would have thought since we just said before that they don't have the din of erchin by them. Tumtum and dregnis says zocha v'adoyis and the kev v'adoyis. Zocha v'adim and the kev v'adoyis. So maybe they also don't have the din of damim as well. So come say, v'hoya that include them. So Yochanan thought, neder be'ekecha, it's a posik, neder be'ekecha nefash l'Hashem, koshi yesh neder be'ekecha, I would have thought, whoever is including echin yesh l'damo, if he says, my value. V'choshe ein b'gein v'damit, tam v'leimer, therefore the posik says, v'hoya ekecha, she be'erech ha-zocher, that it says the posik, v'hoya ekecha ha-zocher. What do you mean, be'erech ha-zocher? Zocher, a male, when it comes to Erkin, will like tum tum adregnis. So Yochel, a yeberich ish, maybe not a shaykh for a man, but he's a woman. Tamalaymer, and there's a new law in Victoria now, you can be whatever you want to be at any given time. Tamalaymer, vahoya, Erkecha, says it should be Erech, ha Zocher, and then the next passage says, v'im nekevihi, if nekevi, the same thing apply. They don't have the dinim of an erchin, so I would have thought they also not included in the value. That's why it says another erchin. It says v'hoya to extend it to those people that don't have what do you call it? The damim that have erchin. What?
So what value do you use for that?
The teira gives fixed values for erchin. Damim they don't have. Erchin is if you're 20 to 60, you pay $50. Every person, gender, man or woman, it depends. Oh, with the machmer, give them. We'll treat them like a man, yeah.
So, this is the Torah's version of the other box. You know, you can take them out, female, other.
Yeah. So, we're right. Oh, my mother's understand the Bryson. To include an Erech Stam, you don't specify my Erech Stam. What does it mean, Erech Stam? The time we learned, Ha'oimer Erech Stam alive. A guy says, Erech Stam for me, noising, bepoche sheberchit. If he doesn't spell out that, you know, my erich, he just says, doesn't say erki alai or erich yanko smedel on me. He just says, haray alai erich. What do you do then? So then, maybe he meant the erich of a small child. So you give the smallest amount of the erichin. The smallest. Yeah, bekamba, how much is pachar erich? Shloisha shkolim, give 3 shkolim. That's the smallest amount. Ve'ema chamishim, how do you give the small, maybe the largest? We have a rule, tefasta merube, loy tefasta. Don't grab for big ones. Tefasta merube, tefasta. If you grab a small one, you type is wide. If you say 50, maybe he meant 3, then you're completely wrong. If he meant 50 and he said 3, 3 was correct. He should have just given more. But what he did, he was right. So that's the way to go. Ve'ema, let us say, shekel, how do you know to give 3 shekel? Maybe give 1 shekel. We said that if you're poor, if you want to do, you know, work on a scheme of arrangement, you give only a shekel. That's only if somebody poor. But that is an amount. The smallest amount that we have is, from Bechaydish Shemaya, is 3 shekelim. Velokro, lomeli. See, if there's a logical thing behind it, the morning, Bechaydish. since you say that a stam erich, the smallest amount of gimashkolim, and you gave me a svara to fast and merubal to fast, so what are you posing for? You're telling me to tell me if I say erich stam, what are you posing for? Because it's the smallest amount. Tell you, or if you specify your erchin, then you're done, you need to behesig yad. But if you don't specify your erchin, then even if you're poor, you got to give it. There's no, you know, you got to give it three shkolim, there's no way out. But if you did specify, then even if you order 50, or for 50, you can't afford more than one, you give one. My timer, kimifarish dummy. It's as if you're saying, erech stam, it's as if you're saying that you know the smallest amount of tishkolim. It's as if you're saying, I'm taking upon myself tishkolim. I'm not taking upon myself an erech, because then you fall under the laws of erech. As if you say, I'm taking upon myself tishkolim. Because you know, when you say erech stam, you're going to give tishkolim. Every time you say erech, whatever person it is, it's as if you're saying, mefedish, this is the erech I'm giving. No, people don't really know how much you have when you say erech of me or erech of a woman or erech another man, or what you give. Because it's not so klar. It's not so muchach. But because who knows how old the guy is? Say the erech of that person. Maybe the guy is 15, the guy is 25, you don't know. Or 45, different ages, different amounts.
Remember, we had that Tyson.
That's true, that's only Amaroi.
Amaroi, but Mabsuki,
okay, true. But here, when you weren't telling any person, so what were you saying? We assumed that before you said it, you knew what you were saying. That even in the case we say stam, you also have a scheme arrangement. Why should it be different? I would have thought it's as if you pay fetish. That it's not. Okay, machlek is exactly argues. You have to give it only erech if you have a full person, not if I say erech in my leg. Well, I think the letter stam, we just used the word to sell you out, that if you say stam, you give three shkolim. Now you tell me if I say, I can only say the erech kulin, not the erech of a vorim. But my answer is erich be erkecha. Could have said erich. Say erkecha. We learn two things from there. So we learn erich stam, and we learn erich kulay. Yochash any moichid doshan shom tuli. But I would have thought then if you say erich of a part of you, even if you say the erich of my head, it doesn't matter. Tamalayman nefashayis. Anything to do with your nefesh is considered erich. If I just say the erich of my head, erich of my heart, then you give full erich. Nefashayis. The guy's dead already, he can't say his erech, because it has to be the fasha, is alive. But Fikta, you just used it for to tell us that if you say an erech of an eiver, it's an erech for the whole person. Everything more could be nefesh, nefashes. It could have said nefesh. Now that it says nefashes, it means everything more oitis a mess, oitis a goises. Then the brayza continues. So maybe, okay, you cannot make an erech of a dead person, but an erech of a live person who's on his death throes, who's on his deathbed, maybe you could include tamalim of a hem, you had a chance to be able to stand up. So, you more obvious question. Maduch al goises cannot be included in erech, and you need to tell me a pasik for a mace, he's not included in erech. If anybody hochi, if so, a mace, not me table of erech, what on your pasik? Of nefashes. Tell me once he's dead, you can't give an erech. The fact he can't stand up, shulchaydik, make it difficult to make an erech for him. Achinami, you're right. Nuvel and nefesh nefash. So you said before, could have said nefesh and nefash, and you learned two things from there. One is about an eivish and a shamat liba. Another one was about a mace, but you don't need any more than pasi for mace. So what do you do with two things? Kedvin melech hamalak. I'll tell you about it in a minute, which is to include a manuvel and mukeshchin, but they can be nerech. One person does 100 persons. Nefasha is in plural. Another thing we learn from there, nefasha is only isha herich, only a man does erkin, bein isha. Isha herich, and I tamlemin nefashas. Second thing. So nefasha we learn, say men and say women can do erkin, and nefashas we learn that one person can do 100. And the third thing we learn, how can you learn from one pasuk so many different things? For fikta lahanach, you just use it for all of these other things. That a one can do 100, and a woman can also do erchin. Well, hanach letzicha kro. In fact, you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk for echad lemei. You don't need a pasuk for isha. Why? My time. Why don't you need a pasuk? Because it says in the pasuk that all your erchin should be b'shekel hakodesh. By erchah, it says v'hoi your erchah. What's it? Oh, sorry, I skipped a line. My time, what's the reason? Because it says, kishokuhu, because it's all the same idea. If it would say just nefesh, I would have learned all of these things, whether an even a shama tluya boy, whether echa does meya, and whether isha does a thing. Why? Because nefesh is a mashma plural. And plural means, say, isha, say, one does 100, and say, And we could find the Torah many times. It says the word nefesh. Even if it just said the word nefesh, we'd know that. Because the word nefesh is also used when you talk about a lot of people. So what do you look for in the flesh? It's mukushchirin. Because you would think that no, you think mukushchirin would be excluded because it says neder be'erkecha. So the word nefesh alone could have taught you, because nefesh can be plural. So I mean, one can do 100. Nefesh means, exactly, or they came back from Midian, they had, it says that nefesh, somebody they killed. And the same thing by nefesh can mean also, including the woman, and a woman's a nefesh as well. So, but, and be alive, nefesh tells you alive. But, an Ava that's attached to your nefesh, what's called nefesh nefeshes. So what do you do in the nefeshes? From a nuvel lukashchin. We thought they're not included. It says neder be'ekecha. V'hoya ekecha. Then he said v'hoya comes to expand to marbe atumtum like the regnes, even though that they're not included in. that they cannot give erchin. They cannot give erchin because it says zochavade v'nikev adoy. But they could give damim. The dummy lom lekarni pasik lo yeid me dikla. I'm giving my value. Then they could do. Then they're chayiv to give their value. If they say I'm giving my erech, it's meaningless. They can't give erech for anybody.
They don't have an erech.
Because it says...
They say my value, and then you go assess them
in the marketplace. So you say, I understand. Everyone has a value. They're not a mukum nobushkin, but these guys, they're like no worse than a palm tree. It also has a value. Interesting analogy. You're a palm tree.
Well, if someone needs a chvais, or someone needs exactly. Pick fruits, what do I care if he's a tumtum on the road? He's a good pick fruits.
Exactly. Ilu amad meidikl mila yayiv. That meidikl when you give him. Amar Rav Zerava loim to tell you shenidim bechvoidaim. Come to tell you that to tell you that if he gives an aver, then it is tied to his nefesh. He gives the full value. He's covered. But if you give an aver that you're covered, your life is totally in it. Interesting.
His honor or his liver.
His honor. But honor him means the solid person. So like the heart, the head. If you do that, it's an interesting way of expressing it. It's all included. It's all included. Anybody who has a din of erchin has a din that a head is considered a whole body. You would think so. That's why you need a pasuk to tell you to expand, include what are we including not for the din of erchin? Why shouldn't they have? For the din of dummy, they should definitely have value. To tell you that by the dummy, if they just give the value of the head, we don't just assess what's the head worth. It's the whole body. Rabbi says, if the taken not include erchin, which they're not, are the taken included in eved that is totally the head? But Tani, let me learn. Roish eved the hegdish. If he says the head of this eved should be hegdish, is who the hegdish shoytin boy? For guys that eved the hegdish, for guys that this eved is hegdish, who the hegdish shoytin boy? That means that the whole body doesn't become hegdish, only the head. You just told me that it's not chayich. That, and avodim are included in erchin. We had. You said anybody's included in erchin is a avish a covered toleboy is the whole body. No, an eved included in erchin. Yet we say only the head. Roish eved mochulach. The head of my eved is sold to you. Mishamni menem deses between them. Rashi says he doesn't know why. When it comes to hegdish, we use the word shutrin, and when it comes to another person, we use the word mishamni. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand why they change the words around. But Taitz quotes another Rashi that gives a very nice explanation of the difference. So it's interesting which who the Taitz is, who's Rashi over here, what's going on here. Taitz says it that Hegdish, it says Shutras, because you divide equally. And generally, when a person makes Hegdish, you're very generous, so therefore there's a lot to divide. But by Mechira, you use the word Shamnin, because you only assess that particular Eved you need for Malacha. And you have to get exact value. When it comes to Hegdish, you don't need exact. I'm generous. Okay, so I made a mechajba, a mistake of 10%. I'm giving you, so you say, so whatever you give extra, it's stucker. So I'm not going to be so pedantic. Mashenki, when it comes to shoot with another person, you want to make sure that you don't get cheated out by 1 cent. So you use the mashamnin. Mashamnin is a direct assessment. Roish potter, when it comes to the head of a potter, mochalach, lemochalach, the head. Shall potter, veloi, lafil roish potter, hegdish. If I say the head of a potter should be hegdish, and hegdish, shall roisha. Vomer, a papa said, here you say that when you say Rosh Chamoy, you say that you're both Shutfin. But when you say Rosh Parah, you say the entire Rosh goes away. Well, you're not Shutfin. What's the difference? Saying the word of Amra Papa, the Hodim is Amra Eish HaToyle Beitapcha, because it's common to sell just the head in the slaughterhouse. So therefore, when you say the Eish of the head, the Eish of the potter should go to Hegdish, the entire Eish should go to Hegdish, you know Shutfin. Now the Chayde, that is the point of the Chayde, but Chamoyru potter less the Berchin, Chamoyru potter have no Erchin, and there's no Erchin by Chamoyru potter. And the ain nidin bechvoidoi, and we yet we see that what that there's no din. We don't say, oh, if you did the head, the entire body should become. So you said before that we learn out from Vahoya that everything that even though you don't have that even though you're not including erchin by domim, if you say the value when you say head, the entire body goes. So how come people don't say that? The time when you ask me a question, what are you asking me for? Where Eved? Why does it make any sense? The Yisr Berchin, and Eved is included in Erchin, and you know, we see only the head. He's not including Chvoido, he's not including Chvoido. So if you say, Reish Chamoy Eved, there's no Chvoido. By saying Erchin, when we say, this is my Kachim, you give Mizbech. Mashenkin, that the money of it goes to, you say the money of it will go to Mizbech. When we talk about Erchin, the money goes to Bedek Abayis. So by Erchin, which is Bedek Abayis, you say you do the head, the whole body is included. Do the Erech of the head, the whole body is included. Mashenkin, when it comes to Kachim Mizbech, I do the head, it's limited to the head. So when the mind came to us, what are you telling me? We're talking about the Kachim Mizbech, but these animals you donated for the Mizbech. Yeah. There's no, you said that the reish of this Eved, the reish of this Chamoy, with the money I'm going to sell, and I'm going to buy a carbon oil, or a carbon shlamin. You know what he's saying? If I say the head, but it's Hegdish, only the head is Mekudish, and this is Lechayim is Bech. Lechayim, why am I Tifsha Kula? Why don't we say that the Gusha spreads throughout the entire animal? We're looking more Kedusha, and we're like, Tanya, didn't we learn? If somebody says ragla zushal oila, the leg of this animal should be an oila. So three opinions. One opinion says yochol te kula oila, that the whole animal should spread. Tamalayma kola sheyitin mimenu lashem yikodesh. Only the part you donated is kodesh. Mimenu kodesh kula kodesh. Only that part is kodesh, not the entire animal. Yochol te tilchol nu. So the entire animal should go chol tamalayma yiyeh bavos day. Whatever you donated is donated. And what do you do? Hot cases. What do you do? How do you have a leg that's an oila? Timoche letzorche oila. You sell it to somebody else for $100, and you work out what proportion the leg is, but the man, the value is chulin chutzit be ois eivir shabok, except that eivir which become goes towards our carbon oila. Leave it a man. It doesn't spread. That is no forget. The goose spreads. Whatever you donate, the entire thing is kodesh. The rabbis is cooler. Even though I just donated the leg, the entire animal is kodesh. I feel there's a third opinion, which is and even according to the opinion that says. Ain't kula oila that no, the animal doesn't spread. The mayor says it doesn't spread. It's not a third opinion. This is a mayor. Hani mili the agdish dover she ain't hanashamat luyba. A leg doesn't spread. You cut the leg off, the animal will live, survive. Our dover she hanashamat luyba cut your kula. But if let's say makdish the head, then the entire animal goes kaidish. According to everybody, the animal kaidish. So even to my kachim is bech. So why, if you donated the reish of the potter, you tell me only the reish of the potter. And you're telling me because kachim is bech, that's why, you know, we don't learn from Erchin. Erchin is kachim by the gabayis, and by there we say it spreads, but not by kachim bech, but from another angle to spread. How big douche is a goof, and how big douche is dummy. So when do we say that it spreads all entirely? You say this animal itself I want to bring up, not that the value of this animal. He says this the head of this animal I want to be magdish. So since the animal, the head becomes kodesh itself, you cannot stop. How can the blood flow throughout the body? The kedusha spreads everywhere. And that's kachim mizbech. But when we said before that it doesn't spread, I was talking about, I said that I want that the money, I'm going to sell the head, and with the money I'm going to buy for the mizbech. So it's still for the mizbech, but it's only the value, the dummy. Says the Gemara, you said, magdish zochel dummy, if somebody's magdish, a male. You know, we'll stop right here, and we'll continue tomorrow. It's getting late.